Big ticket tech IPOs worth $4.5 billion to light up the Lal Street post Diwali.
Zoho doubles down on India first hosting after Rarotai surge.
Real money gaming crackdown begins via the IT Act.
Government wraps e-com players for not passing GST benefits.
Japan-based Unleash Capital closes a 300 crore rupee fund for investing in Indian fintechs.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Quick news before we dive into our top stories. While you may still be recovering from all the Navratri celebrations, the domestic IPO market is gearing up for an even bigger festive push come Diwali.
That's right, Chandra. At least half a dozen new age tech companies like Grow, Lenskart, Meesho, Pine Labs, Fractal and Physicswala are busy with investor roadshows. Collectively, they are expected to raise around $4 to $4.5 billion through initial share sales soon after Diwali.
An urban company's recent IPO success shows investors are very much keen on new age firms, with Tara Capital and LG Electronics India also slated to launch IPOs in October. We're looking at one of the busiest primary market months in recent times. Now, remember, this is also coming at a time when the market itself has been tipsy-turvy because there is a lot of clarity that's awaited with respect to tariffs and the earnings outlook going forward for Indian firms. So we'll really have to see if the market has an appetite for all these IPOs that are lined up in the coming weeks. Let's talk about Zoho, which is making waves these days. Now, Sridhar Vembu clarified that the company's data hosting policy is very much within Indian shores, and this is coming at a time when their messaging app, Aratai, has gotten a new lease of life and is soaring in popularity.
That's true, Chandra. So he emphasized that all Indian customer data is hosted domestically in Mumbai, Delhi, Chennai, and soon Odisha. So globally, Zoho has over 18 data centers, each hosting local or regional data. And here's an important point he made. Aratai isn't on AWS, Azure, or G-Cloud. So it's hosted on Zoho's own hardware and software framework built on open source tools like Linux and Postgres.
That makes sense given India's push for data sovereignty, and the timing couldn't be better. Aratai has seen a 100x surge in signups, topping Apple's App Store and closing in on the top 100 on Google Play, a huge jump from outside the top 100. So with more Indians exploring alternatives to WhatsApp, Zoho seems to be catching the wave.
All right, switching gears, the real money gaming crackdown is live. The Ministry of Home Affairs via the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center issued takedown notices of at least 6 apps, even though the new online gaming law isn't operational yet.
So they are using Section 79(3)(b) of the IT Act and Rule 31(d) of the IT Rules 2021, citing unlawful content. The apps were allegedly used for financial scams. Platforms were given 36 hours to comply.
Yes, so once the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Act 2025 kicks in, penalties for offering or advertising money games could go up to 3 years in jail or fines of up to 1 crore rupees. On the other hand, esports and social gaming are being promoted as distinct categories.
So casual card games may no longer be so casual if money is involved. Moving on, e-commerce is under scrutiny too. New GST slabs, 5% and 18%, came into effect on September 22nd to make cards cheaper. But officials flagged over 50 products where prices actually went up.
That's true. So platforms have until month end to explain the mismatch, or they risk closer monitoring and further scrutiny. So Flipkart has launched a GST budget Utsav storefront and seller dashboards to pass on the GST benefits. On the other hand, Amazon hasn't responded publicly yet.
Meanwhile, the GST cut is also fueling record festive sales. First week sales for these platforms hit 60,700 crore, up 29% year on year. Gen Z shoppers and buyers from smaller towns are driving demand for gadgets, appliances, and groceries. So with over half of the projected 1.2 lakh crore already logged, Diwali shopping is off to a strong start.
Yes, so moving on to some international moves in fintech, Japan-based Unleash Capital Partners has closed a 300 crore rupee fund to back early-stage Indian fintech and financial services startups.
So the fund, oversubscribed by 10% against its $30 million target, has already made 7 investments and plans to fund 12 to 15 companies over the next 12 to 18 months. This is according to the firm's founder and managing partner, Natsuki Sugai, who spoke to Money Control. So the checks will range from rupees 5 to 18 crore, with 30 to 40% reserved for follow-ons. Hope the fintech startups are listening.
Yes, Japanese investors seems like are very keen on India's fintech market, but they're also wary of governance and unfamiliarity. So Unleash addresses this with a local team led by co-founder Sohil Shah. So they're targeting startups that provide financial services to underserved users and fintech infra. So think lending, embedded finance, compliance platforms, payments, and insurance.
And with the correction in startup valuations since late 2022, entry points are attractive, making this a good time for investors and founders alike.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.